fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our third hour on Thursday, the 29th of October. Prepper tip of the day: check all your winter supplies, your winter camping gear, your winter clothing, your winter boots, everything. Your clothing, your gear, your supplies. You may need them. You may need them when you least expect it. We're patient waiting in agreement with my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. If you need a private consultation about what you should be doing with your family finances, just give him a call. Here's that phone number, 800-988-8443. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I'm finally getting some reports from people that are hearing from other than myself and you that people with type A blood are more at risk for a severe outcome when they come in contact with the COVID-19. But it's still very, very rare compared to what it should be, isn't it?
Exactly right. And I keep talking to more people and finding out more from people that I run into or that I talk to on the phone that are experiencing the same thing, that they had a family member that had type A blood and they've gone through this and they were severely in the hospital or in ICU, and it's only those people that have type A blood. I have yet to find a person that was in the hospital for any type of stay that didn't have type A blood.
Right, right. Well, a friend of mine, he has type A blood. His brother has type A blood, and the brother has COVID, and he's dealing with it so far successfully. But another friend of mine, he's an instructor at a private Christian high school. All students and instructors together is about 400 men and women, boys and girls. And 2 people got sick, and that's about 0.25% of the people in that high school got sick. Does it sound like a pandemic to you, Steve?
No. You know, and that's the thing. It's, this thing is blown out of proportions for the numbers that they're reporting. And you know, they still, the same thing's happening where people that are dying, they're attributing it to COVID, whether they had COVID or not. You know, it's just the numbers are being blown out of proportion. The way you test this with the mask, they're still here in Arizona. They're still, you know, mandating people wear a mask. And you know, it's ridiculous. You know, and the doctors will tell you masks don't really do anything. The box where the masks come in, the box tells you that the mask does nothing. So this is one big scare tactic, you know, and Biden, unfortunately, is playing into this and hyping it up even more and trying to tell people that, you know, if he gets elected, you know, he's going to make it that everybody needs to wear a mask. He's going to shut down the country. And you know, this is going to be horrible if somehow he is able to scam this his way in to the office.
Absolutely. Well, that's where we are. And we have a Democratic candidate for governor in Missouri who's basically said the same thing. If she's elected, there'll be a statewide mandate on wearing masks, which once you get away from the cities in Missouri, nobody wears a mask except people from the cities. Now, what's the point? The point is our economy, which is where you're bailiwick, our economy is being severely disrupted and severely hurt by all this, isn't it, sir?
Oh, it sure is. You know, there's big companies, there's small companies. Everybody's being affected. There's a lot of companies that are shutting down that they just can't survive, you know, only being able to operate at 50% capacity. I mean, there's a lot of companies that are shut down that couldn't reopen because of being closed for so long. And now a lot of people can't even find help. They can't find people to come to work. You know, people that are afraid that they're going to get something. So, you know, there's announcements that came out yesterday, like Boeing. Boeing's getting ready to cut another 30,000 employees. You know, Apple came out and said they're getting ready to make a big cut. You know, these are major corporations that are, we're talking about tens of thousands of people that are about to lose their job. You know, now you also combine that with the forbearance plans that are now coming due, you know, this month, the next month. You know, for those 6 months that we talked about, you know, 6 months ago, this is going to be a pretty bad thing that's going to happen to these people that, you know, they don't have the money to pay these loans back, and they're going to try to refinance, and maybe their credit's not good because they've been living on credit cards for the past 6 months, or they, you know, they don't have a job anymore. This is going to turn into a horrible crash, and we're really heading towards the culmination of everything. And if Trump doesn't get reelected, you know, I think Trump has an idea. I really do. I think he has an idea of some bailouts and some stimulus plans that he can do to encourage people and help people get going, and some more tax cuts, you know. But then you have Biden, who his very first thing he's talking about doing is raising taxes. I mean, he's talking 60 to 62% in some states. That's not going to make the economy get better. You're not going to make everybody show enthusiasm into the economy and go out and spend money and get their jobs and go back to work if they've got to pay 60% of their tax. I mean, I think we're going about this the absolute wrong direction with this guy.
Well, unless there's a fence around these states to keep people from leaving, of course they're going to leave. The young, healthy, productive members of society who spend 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 years education past high school, they're not going to stick around, are they?
No, not at all. I mean, you look at what's happening with California, Minnesota, Chicago, New York, they're all leaving. You look at the videos that are online about the people in New York that are walking through Times Square, everything's boarded up. I mean, this should be reported more. You know, who would ever think in their right mind that Times Square would be completely boarded up? You can drive 70 miles an hour through downtown. There's nobody there. And that's happening in more and more cities. And now you get more and more riots. Look what happened in Philadelphia this week. I mean, it's just lawless. You know, they're going out and doing anything they want. And the police are so afraid to act out or do anything to protect people because, you know, they're getting blamed for every little thing that happens. And it's not their fault. That's their job, is to protect everybody. And if they have to restrain somebody who is resisting arrest, that is their job. They shouldn't be blamed for doing their job.
The Philadelphia policeman put on a stand down, unfortunately, making it far, far worse. Well, people need to know what to do. What do I do with the family finances? How can I protect my family's finances from what's going on and what's coming? And that's where you come in, don't you, Steve?
Well, that's just it. You know, it's not about, you know, panicking as much as what you see on TV or the news blowing it out of proportion. You know, you've got to take everything and be very methodical about what you do. You got to protect your finances. You got to look and say, you know, this is what's going to happen if Biden gets elected. Here's what's going to happen if Trump gets elected. How does that affect my finances? You know, what's going to happen to my bank account? What's going to happen to my 401k? And what I try to do is let everybody know, you know, here's the outcomes that you should be looking forward to if you do this, you know, or maybe you should look into getting into land, or maybe you should look into some other type of investment, you know, maybe just leave it in cash, you know, and you're safe at your house. There's so many different things you can do. There's also new plans that are out, forbearance plans. There's also new tax care credits that are out right now because of Trump. You know, Trump made it so that you could take money out of your retirement account this year and not be penalized if you're under 59 and a half, which has never happened before. So he wanted to make sure that people have access to their money. But you don't see this on the news. This isn't something that's being, you know, talked about anywhere, so people know that you have options. So there's a lot of things you can do to get access to money, take it and put it somewhere, you know, and let's say everything, you know, nothing happens, it doesn't get bad. Your worst case scenario is you put it back into your account and you start reinvesting if Trump gets reelected. And, you know, hopefully he does. And you know, we've got to make a plan for how to go about things.
We do. A plan is a good thing. And the plan may or may not include buying gold and silver. It could be something else. It could be productive farmland, couldn't it?
Oh, 100%. You know, and I tell people that too. People call in and say that, you know, they were looking at land or they don't have a house. You know, it's such a good time to use your money. If you are in a position where you can buy a property and that property isn't sky high, it's not overvalued, you know, that's a great option for you because you cannot make more land. Now, structures, in my opinion, is a little bit different. I think that the real estate market might get hit a little bit here, maybe 20 to 30% of a drop. In the next 6 months, even, I think it's going to happen pretty quick with the forbearance. If Biden gets elected, I think it's going to be a little bit more substantial. But as far as land goes and farm and that kind of thing, or even waterfront property, lakefront property, that type of thing cannot be created out of thin air. So, you know, that's a great asset to have. Rare cars like your car that you have, you know, things you can't go back in time and create these type of cars, you know, and there's always going to be a market for people that like that kind of thing. When things get restored, you're never going to sell it during a pandemic. You're going to wait until things are better and you know, everything has come back. We're still the greatest nation in the world, everybody. You know, we might go through hard times, but there's never going to be a hard time that extends forever. So you're not going to sell this kind of stuff, you know, during the pandemic. You're going to wait till things get restored and everybody's happy.
That's right.
And then you take your prized possession and you sell it and you're back to okay.
All right, we got a caller here, Steve. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, Steve, though, I respectfully disagree a little bit with a couple of things that you said there. I disagree that it's not time to, I agree with you not in the term of panic. That's wrong. But my dad was in Korea in the Marines and saw lots and lots and lots of men die. And he told me one time, he said, Americans wake up when their guts are out, because he had seen so much really brutal stuff. And
right.
He noticed that, you know, people like I have an acquaintance who lives in Seattle and works for Boeing. And him and his wife and two little kids, and he's making, I don't know, got to be at least $140,000, $150,000 a year. But if he's one of these jobs that gets cut, he has almost a $2,500 a month mortgage. And if all of those jobs go dead in one fell swoop, he had an opportunity. He could have moved. He could have moved back here. He's actually got family back here. But if all of those jobs in, you know, I don't know, they're probably worldwide, but if he would have moved because he had a job opportunity here for not near as much money, about $60,000 a year, but you can live back here on $60,000 pretty decent. But, I mean, it takes $100,000, $150,000 to live in Seattle anywhere near decent. But anyway, I think people, if they don't move and if they ain't thinking and they ain't doing something to get their money out of the stock market and start seeing the writing on the wall, you know, when you said there that, you know, nothing is going to be forever, that's the part kind of, too, a little bit I disagree with. I mean, the people in Rome might have thought that, too, at one point. You know, we're the most powerful nation on the planet, thinking as a Roman, and we've been here for, I don't know, 1,500 years, whatever, you know, and there's no possible way we're ever going to go down. And I'm afraid that if Biden and the rest of these Looney Tunes get in here, they're going to push people into a civil war. And then I don't think this country as a country personally is going to survive it.
You know, I agree and disagree. You know, I do. Here's the one thing I can tell you. In 18 years of doing this, you know, I have come to find out that people, especially Americans, we wait till the last minute when, you know, there's some type of danger. You know, most people don't look ahead, you know, and just like you're saying with the gold thing, you know, and I do say not to panic because it's not the way to live your life, especially with everything going on right now. The worst thing you can do is panic, and it creates stress on you, and then you get sick, and you know, you're more susceptible to things. But, you know, Americans, we're so used to such a great country that we do almost wait till it's the last second. And, you know, we wait till it's too late, you know, and then people, you know, have lost their money in a crash, and then they try to protect what they have, and you know, the damage is done. But as far as it doesn't last forever, you know, that's where I really disagree. It's, you know, I can't see it. People are generally good. They're good people. And here, you know, especially in the United States, you know, you see someone needs help on the side of the road, you help them out. You know, yeah, there's going to be disagreements between blue and red, especially with this, you know. And the funny thing about this election, this is the only election I can ever remember where you have one set of people that are supporting a president because they love him. And, you know, they love what he has done for them. And you have the other set of people that are voting for a president because they hate Trump. So you have one side voting for love and one side is voting out of hate. It's a very unique time, and I think that doesn't get talked about enough. And, you know, you're still going to find a time where everybody's going to stand up for somebody, you know, and yeah, there might be a civil war. I think the nastiness is definitely going to come out. There's going to be some type of disruption or maybe civil rioting that comes out, you know, first few weeks of this election, because there's going to be a lot of bad reports, and the news is going to blow things out of proportion and scare people because they want you to tune into the news and see what should they do. And they're going to make things worse. And if Biden is president, it is going to be very bad because he's not going to make things better. He doesn't come out and tell, you know, the Democrats that are rioting to stop rioting now the way it is. So you're looking at probably a good amount of Republicans that are going to go out and say, you know, that Trump got the office stolen from him. And that's going to just kill the markets. I mean, you're looking at an absolute collapse of the stock market. You're looking at an absolute collapse of the banking system. You know, China has already started buying silver. They're panicking. IMF has already put off all their meetings to decide what to do with the SDR. So, you know, the entire world is waiting on this election to see how Americans react to it and what type of civil disturbance happens. So, but in the end, I don't see it being something like Rome. I don't see it being where this lasts forever. I think people will be upset, but it'll overcome by the good of man. I really do. I think people will eventually figure out we're all American. We're all the same people. You know, we have to stand up for each other. Yeah, there might be a little tiff, but after that, I really do believe we will be fine.
Well, Steve, I am glad you're an optimist because we need optimists. I personally don't think that much of people as you do.
No, I know.
I think in reality there are some good. I'm not saying that. But I think if times get bad, you're going to see most, I would say closer to 65 to 70% are going to end up being bad. And I think in the sense of either doing what they have to do to survive and taking what you have or taking advantage, like we saw on the news, all of these black people just running into these stores, ripping off TVs and everything else. you know, just, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of
Kyle,
them.
Kyle, we got a break.
They're going
we got a break. Hold on, Kyle, hold on. We got a break.
We've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This half hour is sponsored by Steve Hunt. And if you need advice to help with your family finances, just give Steve a call at 800-988-8443. Kyle, are you still with us?
Yeah. I have just one more point, John. And it's a little bit of a plug, in a sense, for Steve. Folks, I would have some kind of a barterable medium. In my opinion, I think this thing is going to devolve into, I don't personally see if Biden is elected the country ever becoming back to where it was ever again. And I think black markets are going to be everywhere. I see the negative in me. I mean, personally, that's what I see coming. But I mean, I hope Steve's right. I hope everything bounces back. But if it doesn't, you're going to need some kind of a barterable medium that is not dry goods, because if I have something as a dry goods that you want to trade me for, and I don't want what you've got, but I want what other Joe over here has got, silver and gold probably will end up becoming a medium that everybody is going to need. I don't see any way around that as well.
All right. All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, Kyle. Our last caller is John in Missouri. Morning, John.
Good morning. With the gold and silver prices going down right now, is that just normal, or is there more to it than that?
What's going on is you're seeing 1,000-point drops in the stock market, and people are having to pay their drops in the market, and they're cashing out their gold and silver. This is what typically happens. Anytime you see these massive dumps in the stock market, I mean, you're seeing 2,500 points down, you know, this week in the stocks, so people are having to use their cash out their other profits from other investments. That's typical. I mean, it's just that you've got to find a way to pay your bill, your stock bill, and that always happens. Every single time you see the stock markets get hammered like this, you're always going to see people diversify. You know, if you put, you know, say you put in, you know, $100,000 into the stocks, you know, you should put in at least $20,000 to $25,000 into gold and silver, because when your stocks get hammered, your gold and silver is going to be doing good. That's typically how, you know, our economy has always run, and people access that 20% to help offset what they're losing in the stock market. So this is very typical right now.
This is more of a buying opportunity than anything to get worried about.
Oh, this is a huge buying opportunity, because it's, you know, things are not getting better. We're printing more money. We just hit $27 trillion on the debt clock. You know, China is buying more silver for some reason. All of a sudden, they're acquiring silver at a dramatic rate, which they have never been a big silver buyer. They've always been about gold. So no one knows what's happening right now, why they're trying to acquire so much silver, unless they're getting ready to make some type of silver currencies, you know, grab here with a digital currency. That is the big rumor. They're getting ready to introduce a new digital currency that's going to be backed by either gold or silver or both. So this is going to be a big buying opportunity for anybody that wants to get into metal, especially the next few days.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks for the call, John.
You got it.
60 seconds to wrap it up here, Steve.
John, you know, the best thing that I want everybody to know, this is going to be probably the most tumultuous for the next 4 days you've ever seen, probably the next week, you know, until I come back on. You know, everybody, we're going to see some markets that are just going to be so dramatic, you know, ups and downs, and news is going to come out that, you know, depending on which channel you're watching, if you're watching CNN, of course, it's going to be horrible, you know, for Republicans. If you're watching Fox, you know, it's not going to be so bad. They're going to be pro-Republican. You know, everybody needs to remain calm. Try not to panic. It's you know, you're going to see the stock market take violent swings this week and next week. Just like if everybody remembers when Trump beat Hillary, the stock market had, you know, huge movements overnight. You've seen gold go up over $150 overnight and then come back down in the morning. I mean, if Biden gets elected, you know, there's a lot of economists that are predicting, you know, $1,000 to $2,000 drop in the stock market, which is unheard of. You know, if we see a 2,000-point drop, I mean, people are really going to panic, and it's going to just start a domino effect of sells, you know, that people have in the stock market. So, you know, try to stay calm. You know, I would tell you, once again, try to get yourself into a cash position. Stay out of the market this next week. You know, that's the best thing you can do to protect yourself. You know, the best place you could be when it's this volatile is on the sideline. Don't try and play the game and say, can I make a few bucks here and there, because you're going to lose a lot more than you can gain during this time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. We'll have you back next Thursday, and we don't know what will happen next Tuesday, but it will be historical, won't it, sir?
It sure will, and my guess is, John, by next Thursday, we still won't have an answer where the vote totals are. I think it's going to take some time.
Very well be the case. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you being with us. Look forward to having you back next Thursday. Amazing.
Look forward to it. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Amazing. What a world we live in. Well, we have Tom Brailhill on standby. He'll be with us here after the 5 hour break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of October. This is 24 minutes I look forward to every week, 24 minutes where we educate people, inform people, let people know about something that will help them have the life they want, the happy, fun, full, productive life that we all want. That would be the energy cleaner. We begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. I've known Tom since I ran for Congress back in 1996, and he gives us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Thank you, sir. Well, Tom, this is year number 11. I've been working with you to sell energy cleaners. Last week was the first time I took delivery of 29 ever. That's the most I've ever taken delivery of. And I think I've got two or three unsold. My sales have basically tripled since the COVID kicked in. More people thinking about pondering working on their health than we've ever seen. Typically, Americans pay attention to their health between Christmas and New Year's with some New Year's resolutions of some sort. But what we're looking at now concerning health in our population is unprecedented, isn't it, sir?
Oh, it is, John. My workload, personally, I do some other things as well, but it's all increased fourfold. I mean, I'm busy 7 days a week. It's hard to keep up with, but we're doing it.
Well, we are. I've got a stack of cardboard on my front porch here from mattress pads I've taken delivery of. I've never sold as many mattress pads either as I'm selling right now. The mattress pads, ladies and gentlemen, go with the energy cleaner. One's no good without the other. I had a lady, one of her husband's coworkers said, you need to get an energy cleaner. So they weren't sure what to do. They bought a mattress pad. They got it, and they wondered what to do with this mattress pad. So she calls me up, and I had to educate her a little bit about how the mattress pad without the energy cleaner is not going to do anything at all. So they went ahead and got an energy cleaner, and now they're happy. And let's begin from the beginning. First of all, let people know what the energy cleaner is not. It's not a Rife frequency generator. It's not a TENS unit. Entirely different technology. Entirely different technology. The energy cleaner is a well-made, heavy plastic box, about the size of a cigar box. I've been told, Tom, a lot of people don't no longer know what a cigar box is, but I think enough of our listeners and our demographics do, since they tend to be older. That's about 1.5 inches tall by 8 by 9. Would that be more or less accurate, Tom?
That's pretty close. It's the case itself is about 6.25 by 8.5, and it is about 1.5 inches thick, yes.
Exactly. It takes 9 D as in Delta, 9 D cell batteries, so to make it work. That means two things. First of all, it's very portable. Second of all, it can't possibly cause any harm because it's not plugged into the wall with all that high amperage that would come from a circuit from your house. It has no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply two things. One LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. And there's one place to plug in one wire. It's a banana plug, a female banana plug. And hopefully that plug would be attached to the mattress pad I sell. That's the best combination. All here's what you do. You take delivery of the energy cleaner and the mattress pad. You place the mattress pad on your bed, just like any other mattress pad. You plug the wire into the energy cleaner, which you've already installed the 9 batteries. Just place that energy cleaner under the bed someplace so that light doesn't flash and disrupt your sleep at night. And make your bed as you normally would with sheets and blankets and quilts. And sleep on it 8 hours a night. That's all there is to it, isn't there, Tom?
That's it, John. It's very simple. It's very easy to use. And once you set it up, you don't have to pay much attention to it, other than to check the batteries on an annual basis. We always advise everyone to change the batteries at least once a year because you don't want any leakage. And any electronic device can be damaged by battery leakage, including the energy cleaner. So in the event they do leak, it's usually possible to clean it out, just some paper towels, damp paper towels, and clean out the leakage from the batteries. Clean it the best you can. Put fresh batteries in. If the lamp starts blinking, as soon as you put the batteries in, then it will continue to work. If it doesn't, we can repair and rebuild any energy cleaner all the way back to day one, which is over 20 years ago.
Well, it's been around a long time. We've helped thousands of people get their lives back, literally. Now here's what the energy cleaner does. It puts out a healing electrostatic signal. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. It's very simple. And it does work. And we have doubting Thomases. We have people who don't think, well, I've got doctors. I've had all these medications. I've had this. I've had that. How can this little black box with 9 flashlight batteries do anything? Well, if you're doubting Thomas, I encourage that. I do. And that's why I offer from you personally, does not involve time, a 90-day money-back guarantee. I started out with 30-day money-back guarantee, but I thought, why not expand to 90? I'm not, you know, it's not gonna be any different. People will still get the relief, give them some peace of mind, so they'll go ahead and make that move to get their energy cleaner and get their life back. Now, sometimes people let us know how wonderful they're doing. Other times, people don't want to remember how bad it was, do they, Tom?
That happens quite often, John. The people, they get their health restored, they feel better, they get out of the house, they start doing activities that they had participated in the past, but had to quit due to pain issues and other health problems. Now they're able to function again, and the last thing they want to do is talk about that bad period in their life with pain and lack of sleep, things like that. So they go forward and they don't look back. They don't want to talk to us, but we hear from their friends and acquaintances, family members who've taken notice of the improvement in this person's health, and they want to do the same for themselves. So we hear from others that know them, and that's mainly how we hear about the improvement in people's lives.
That is how we hear. And it's a journey. It's a transition from dealing with pain, and pain will take over your life. And Tim Spencer is one of the best examples of that. I presented him with an energy cleaner. It's been 11 years ago. And week by week, we incrementally heard from Tim how he was incrementally getting off the meds, getting his life back to the point. And before he started with the energy cleaner, he was ready to become a resident at the General John Pershing VA Center there in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. But he, with the energy cleaner, he did not have to do that. He got his life back to the point where he was riding his ponies and climbing radio towers, where previously he had been basically an invalid, hadn't he, Tom?
Yeah, that's right. Tim was an extreme case, and I remember him talking about the pain medications he was on. They would rotate these pain meds from month to month, so he didn't get addicted to any of them. And as far as I know, he's down to almost nothing, or maybe he doesn't even use pain meds anymore. I don't know, John, but he's had quite a turnaround.
He's had other issues. Tim is a smart guy and a tough guy, and he's doing quite well, all things considered, making some improvements. But ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner, of course, is for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. And you can check out how it came into being. It's a fascinating development, how this came into being, the energy cleaner. And then make your decision. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Get a mattress pad to go with it. I have all the different sizes for every size bed, twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size, which I use when I go on road trips. And just go ahead and place that order. I'll get it boxed up. And I personally, this is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy who boxes them up. I take them to the little country post office, Cherryville, Missouri, where they go out priority mail, signature confirmation. Typically, here in the lower 48, you get your energy cleaner in about 3 days. Alaska and Hawaii is going to take a little bit longer, overseas shipments longer than that. But we get them out, and I ship these all over the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, other places. And it's a challenge sometimes, these overseas shipments, but we do get it done, Tom. And check it out. If you've been dealing with arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. Or you're not sleeping as good as a small child every night like I do, the energy will help. So you need to check this out. Make your decision. Get your energy cleaner. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa right there at my website. You want to send me a check. My address is there also to mail me a check. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And Tom, every time I put one of those boxes with an energy cleaner on the counter at the little country post office in Cherryville, I think to myself, here we are. helping make America great again. Here we are helping another patriot have the energy and health that they need to deal with what's coming at us. That's exactly what I feel, Tom, don't you?
Oh, yeah, John. Yes, we've been doing this a long time, but I'm not a big fan of the medical establishment, not at all. And I worked in that industry for a while, back in the 70s, and I didn't care for everything I saw going on in these hospitals. So I do my best to stay away from them and use alternatives to the best of my ability for myself, and I try to show these methods to others as well. But the energy cleaner is really one of the best things that I've seen come along, John. I'm not just saying that because I'm involved in it, but I have also manufactured other types of equipment for alternative health, and it's none of it has performed as well as the energy cleaner. And I've had customers tell me that. In fact, I remember receiving an email from a gentleman in California, and he said that energy cleaner was more effective for him and his health than his $10,000 Rife machine. So there you go.
There you go. You know, some of this alternative healing equipment can be incredibly expensive. I've personally seen some. I've personally used some. I've used Rife machines. I've used other things that are, like I say, tens of thousands of dollars. $285 is a bargain. energy cleaner with the king-size mattress pad, you're looking at less than $500. And there's not much you can get for less than $500 that's going to help your health these days, is there, Tom?
No, you really can. And when we first started out over 20 years ago, the early energy cleaner was around $3,000, and we worked quite hard at the process to get it down to an affordable price. I just couldn't see putting something out there that was that expensive. I knew too many people that wanted it, and so many of them just could not afford it. So we had to come to a point to where it was affordable. I wish we could give them away, John, but none of us are wealthy enough to do that. So we do the best we can with what we have to work with, and we've held that price for a long, long time. So we hope we can keep doing that, but it's very affordable considering what it is and what it does.
Absolutely. You've got a question or comment about the energy cleaner, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Tom, we have an election next Tuesday. A lot of prognostication about what may or may not happen. Cities are burning again, Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. No surprise there. There's certainly a great possibility of many cities burning the day of or the day after the, or a few days after the election, isn't there, sir?
There is, John. We'll just have to wait to see what happens. But there are definitely possibilities of that. As far as the work we're doing, we're going to continue on the best we can. I have a lot of materials on hand. I don't rely on a lot of outside sources. I do obtain the raw materials that way, but I don't farm out any of the work. That way we keep it all under one location, and it's easier to get things taken care of that way. We don't have to wait on any delays from outside contractors and so on. I like to do it that way. So I have taken delivery of some pretty good volume of materials, and we have plenty of everything on hand to get these machines made.
Absolutely. Well, that's been a challenge for, I know, to get everything in and dealing with issues with equipment maintenance and so forth. But we're all set up and we're ready to go, aren't we, sir?
Yes, we are, John. And you're right about the maintenance. I mean, these machines, I run them pretty hard, and there are some maintenance issues from time to time, but we have spare parts for that, too. And we just keep plugging away. I don't see us quitting anytime soon. We'll just keep going as long as conditions allow it. And I've even put in alternative power equipment. Backup generators to run the machines, make the energy cleaners. So we're trying to be as prepared as possible. Of course, we talk about preparedness all the time, and that's what most of your listeners are interested in. So I've done the same and tried to make it so that we can have a continuity of manufacturing for these energy cleaners.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a challenge for both of us, Tom, me getting my mattress pads, you dealing with your suppliers and maintenance issues. But we struggle ahead, and we get it done. I'm waiting right now for mattress pads to be delivered, and I have several orders pending, waiting mattress pads to arrival. But typically when I get the mattress pads in, I reconfigure them to be compatible with the energy cleaner, and I ship everything out the next business day. And I'll stay up as late as it takes or get up as early as it takes to get this done, because I want these people to get their equipment, get their energy cleaners, their mattress pads, and get on the road back to optimal health and well-being. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Lady Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
Ah!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of October. Well, Tom, it's that time of year. People will start getting the seed catalogs in about a month or two, won't they, sir?
Yes, they will, John. And, of course, we always promote using the energy cleaner in your greenhouse or on a garden plot. If you're going to put plants in the ground, suspend a chicken wire grid over the top of them. Get some of those plastic fence posts. They work great for use with electric fences, but they work great for holding up that chicken wire over your garden area. And that energy from the energy cleaner will rapidly increase the plant growth rate of those plants. It will increase the production of vegetables, and that might be a very, very wise thing to do in these coming years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Food's going to become a really big issue really quick. So that's another benefit of owning an energy cleaner or two. A lot of people, when they find out how it affects their dark garden, they just go ahead and get a second one. They get tired of carrying it back and forth between a garden and the house, don't they?
That's true, and that's probably the best approach, is to just set up a second one. Of course, it needs to be in a shaded area. You don't want it in direct sunlight, and you also want to protect it from any rain. So perhaps a plastic tub or something that can just keep it shielded from the elements would be good. And it will run just as long as it does in your home. Just change your batteries once a year is all you need to do.
Absolutely. That's it. That's it. Simple, effective, inexpensive. And that's a big deal. A lot of people are on a very tight budget these days, aren't they, Tom?
Well, we all are, John. We have to watch our money and be prepared for the future. We don't know what's around the corner. So you have to have your supplies, have some cash on hand and things like that. We have to be so careful with everything that we do. But I do believe having an energy cleaner is really a wise investment for your health. And especially if you're going to grow a garden or set up a greenhouse, I really think a hydroponic greenhouse is the way to go along with an energy cleaner. You don't have to have a very large greenhouse this way. Your production, your vegetable production will be increased in the available space. So you can put in a smaller greenhouse if you're tight on property to do so. If you have room to put up a larger one, that's all the better. You could sell that produce, and you might become the most important people in your area if you have a setup like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we got the word out as we do every week, Tom, and tomorrow morning we'll talk about emergency communications, which may become a really big issue really quick, couldn't it?
Yes, sir. That's just as important. We'll be talking about that tomorrow.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. We'll see you in the morning and have a great day.
Thanks, John.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.